Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This is Twit Special number 346, recorded October 2nd, 2019, the Microsoft event. This episode of Twit Live Specials is brought to you by LastPass, a personal password manager and identity solution for businesses all in one. You only need one master password and LastPass remembers the rest. Visit LastPass.com/twit to learn more. Hello and welcome to our coverage of Microsoft's live event. It is just getting underway right now at 10 a.m. their time, 7 a.m. ours.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I am here with Ant Pruitt, and we are excited to get going. All right, looks like they've announced new pink aprons already.
That's a good cheery start for the day. Bring out some happy stuff before we get into the grind of tech.
Why is there so much sugar on... I bet it's a bakery.
Oh, that's the football player. I remember, I can't remember which team he played for, but he just decided to start a cupcake shop. And it's taken off fairly well for him.
Are these like...
It's real deal.
Are these like protein-packed cupcakes? Or are they just like...
I doubt that.
Okay, so it's just like normal sugar cakes.
Because NFL guys, they don't eat as well as other folks do, trust me.
Oh.
They want you to assume they do, but they don't.
Oh, interesting. Little inside football here.
It's like, hello, chat room.
I want a quick shout out to LastPass, who are the sponsor here of the Twit Special live stream this morning. Thank you, LastPass, for helping us cover this event this morning and get to talk about cupcakes.
And keeping passwords secure.
That's also important. Now, I remember Leo was saying, look in the audience and see how many glowing Apple logos you see, from the journalists. I see only two, yeah. I'm seeing phones.
Wonder if they make them check when they get to the door. Oh, you okay to have your Apple, but you're out of here, buddy.
You're in, you're out. Here's a Surface. Oh, we've got a few of these on loan. Satya Nadella takes the stage.
He is one cool CEO.
He's so cool.
He's done a lot with changing that culture there.
Now, he doesn't do the... Good morning. Good morning, Tim Cook.
To our event today, and a special welcome to all the Surface fans who are joining us right here in New York City, as well as everyone online. It's just been a fantastic, I would say, multiple months preparing for this event. In fact, just the other day when I was in the lab looking at all of the things that you're going to see today,
watching all the leaks come out,
reflecting, and I was reminded of my very first computer, a ZX Spectrum, a Sinclair ZX Spectrum. And I got it in 1982.
I
so distinctly remember it was an 8-bit computer, had, I think, 16K of ROM.
Mine was a graphing calculator.
The basic interpreter was on it. It had 48K of memory.
48K.
And I remember that blinking cursor even today when I first hooked it on to my TV. And then the rest is sort of just what I'm so thankful for. That sense of wonder and the empowerment I felt is what I always go back to. That's what computing has always meant to me. And today's event is about continuing that journey in some sense. In our case, we started this journey 7 years ago with the launch of Surface. With the Surface, we focused on three very distinct big ambitions. The first was, in a world where computing was going to get embedded in every place, in everything, we wanted to put people at the center of every device experience. And second,
connection.
We wanted to innovate
kind of have
across
really
form
put their money
and
where their
function.
Mouth is on this. Like,
especially
since
with
Surface came out in the first
on
place,
right. How can
I
we drive
like
that next level of creation,
try to make that,
that
happen.
Next level of productivity?
Pretty impressive.
That was sort of the unique thing that we wanted to make sure computing stood for. That's sort of what led to the first Surface Pro 2-in-1. The Surface Hub, we created that ultimate computing machine for teamwork. The Surface Studio was created so that the desktop could transform itself into a canvas for creativity. And with HoloLens, we created that first mixed reality headset that could bridge
the digital and
the physical worlds.
I never got to see the HoloLens in person,
is the most critical one.
I don't know what to think because
we
it's
didn't
not
just want to build
it's mainstream in
an
my opinion.
Experience.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And one device. But we wanted to build experiences that span all the devices in our lives.
I think they have the resources
to
make it mainstream.
We wanted to ensure that we could even
when are they going
to
pull,
have all the senses
pull out all the stops
that we want to use to interact with computers, span that experience, whether it was ink, whether it was touch, whether it was speech, gestures, gaze. We wanted to have that natural instinctual UI across all of the experiences. And today we'll share the next chapter of this journey. If the last decade of personal computing was focused on consumption, more browsing, more shopping, more binge watching, which all have a place under the sun, that's all fantastic. But we believe that the next decade will be about creation and amplifying what we can do as humans.
All right, so
it's that ambition that grounds us.
Years ago,
in our
I thought
mission
that was
to empower
be the
every person and every organization on the planet.
I never
to
thought it was.
More.
I never thought it had enough horsepower.
It underlies the approach to Surface. It underlies everything
now?
We'll talk about today. So help me welcome Panos to the stage to show you what we've been working on lately. Thank you very much.
I think it's appropriate to say that the last 10 years have focused on consumption only and not creation. I feel like people have been creating with these devices for a long time. I agree that, there's still room to grow, but to say that we have not done that yet, I think is inaccurate. Yeah. But I still love you, Satya. It's okay.
I think the iPad has done a much better job with it.
It's pretty
but
fun.
Microsoft definitely has the tools and resources to give it to us, especially for people like me that loves running Windows
and
Adobe Cloud.
Yes. Satya talk about so many elegant things. And before I get started and jump in, I want to first kind of talk about how humbled and blessed I feel to be up here representing so many teams back in Redmond, in India, in China, the Windows team, the Office team, the Devices team. I am grateful to work with you every day to bring these products and
now what watches on his
just
wrist.
Make the creations that you've created. So thank you. As Satya talked about, what we want to do, what we continue to do, what we always think about is putting people at the center. Putting people at the center of everything we do. And in Surface, we do that by supporting our customers and what they need. And it's actually incredible to see what our customers are doing with products today. It's magnificent, actually. I wouldn't have dreamed
of
it.
Looks like we might have an accessibility conversation,
which is awesome. I remember about 5.5 years ago, it was a Super Bowl. There was an Empowering Us All campaign that Microsoft had put together. It was inspiring to me at every level. And that's when we were introduced in many ways to Steve Gleason and what he was doing with the Surface.
Right.
And the way he used it and the way he transformed the way people think about using products, to me, is the inspiration that we always talk about. And whether you're Michaela, who's also super inspiring as a teenager CEO and what she's able to accomplish.
Excuse me?
Or Colette, race car
teenager
driver, but then using
CEO.
Surface to enhance the details of what she's accomplishing. That's the sort of thing that inspires us as a team. That's what it feels like to us, put people at the center. Now, each one of them inspires me, but you know who also inspires me, and you all know this because I share it every year.
As Leo in the chat says, enough vision, let's get some hardware.
They are the light of my life. No offense, Kostas, you are too.
Well, he's got to show it up,
And Mary, I got a whole list, but these girls.
But how far in are we? And we still haven't seen anything.
And last year, we talked about my daughter. We talked about Sophie. And we talked about how she plays the piano. And here she is a year later. And in order for Sylphie to play her best.
That's engaging.
Is he going to sit on someone's lap is the question.
It has to be ready for her.
Are we watching Cats?
It has to be tuned perfect. The bench, the right height. Her sheet music at eye level.
Sophie.
Everything's stable.
This, I feel like they're filling, this is writing a high school essay.
The instrument she's playing.
And then I add some more words to make it longer for the word count.
Now, Sophia, she needs the right instrument. She needs the right instrument to be creative.
She needs the right instrument. She needs the right instrument.
Need the right instrument. Each of us.
I don't think we got the message. What was that again?
I think you might need the right instrument.
When all the pieces line up.
All right, just checking.
You can stop thinking. You're just inspired to play better. Like Sophie here.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, go on.
You can see it. Just watch her.
Okay.
I wish I could play piano.
Watch how her body sways.
You got long fingers for it.
Watch how she feels
the
music.
That's going to be a GIF now, watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, chat.
Sure on every single key.
Yeah.
She's just feeling everything else disappear. It's just her.
It's her and the instrument.
And her music.
Oh.
She's
oh,
in her flow. Right now, she's creating. You can see that.
Oh, my God.
She harnessed
I think this is a little
energy,
bit heavy-handed
all
on the
advice, the inspiration,
narrative.
The teachings into
just
a creation.
We get
and
it.
And for her, into beautiful music. Look, that's a 13-year-old girl smiling. You know how hard that is to do? Do you have any idea how hard it is? First, I don't smile. And worse, I can't get her to smile. She's amazing. Do you know what that is? That's a great moment. For her, she was in her flow.
Oh, creative flow is a big thing.
It wasn't just about being in her flow.
The guy, the comedy guy.
It was about what she accomplished when she was in it.
Oh, Trevor Noah?
Yeah, Trevor Noah.
Wow.
And
why would he be
it was how she felt.
He's probably there for creative stuff.
Now, we all have those
moments. These are all instruments.
Not just thinking, but feeling. See, the piano here magnifies Sophia's musical mind.
Pop up on the stage.
Just the surface can magnify your mind.
Oh, my God.
Okay, look around this room.
Look, I'm trying to be
each
good
of you
here.
I'll help you. Here you go.
This is taking some time.
Each of you is using devices, and some of you actually are using more than one right now that I saw back there.
Oh, Leo thinks it's a Trevor Noah.
This room. Yes,
that looked like Trevor Noah.
This room is a
really
symphony.
Really did look like Trevor Noah.
Telling a collective story of today. And what you'll hear today is about new platforms, new silicon, and new form factors. A new opportunity for each of you
form factors.
To pick
is
the
that
instrument
the
that's best for you.
Because there's nothing
the instrument
new about
get you
a
your
regular tablet. There's nothing new about a
an
laptop.
An entirely new set of devices.
From a form factor standpoint.
Oh, my God. Are they going to kick it off with the new stuff?
Come on. Symphony forward.
Let's bring it.
Now, I'm pretty pumped to get into the product, so let me jump in.
Thank you.
I want to start with one of our most beloved in the Surface family. Actually, this laptop, Surface laptop, is the highest customer satisfaction of any laptop on the planet. We're proud of that for sure.
Trevor Noah was just talking
and it's only
to
getting better.
Microsoft President Brad
Take
Smith
a
couple days ago.
That's why.
Butterfly mechanism. Intel inside.
Perfect.
Yes, get rid of that weird, creepy fabric. yeah, peel that thing off.
Beautiful.
Instant on.
How's that?
There we go. Alcantara, yeah. I'm probably mispronouncing that.
Nope, you're right.
Fast charging. Now that is a proprietary connector, I do believe. John's in the background getting very upset. Another
Ryzen.
Proprietary connector?
Okay, Ryzen.
Tell me about that. That's good. Why?
AMD gives you great performance at a much lower cost.
Oh. Much lower cost to battery? You mean much lower cost? Like
dollar
money. Gotcha.
Cost dollar.
Dollar, dollar. Bill, y'all.
You know, AMD still has a little bit of work to catch up on as far as like handling multi-threads with video processing, but it's still pretty daggum good for the cost.
And here it is.
Look at that.
Machined aluminum finish.
That's cool.
I have no problem with AMD being in this.
Thank you. But buckle up. We got a long way to go.
Yeah, I know. You took forever to start, too.
This is Surface Laptop 3. You can see its craftsmanship. It's meticulously crafted. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But what makes it so beautiful?
Surface
On a product
laptop.
Like this, it's the details you can't
Surface
see.
Laptop 3.
It's the feeling you get when you're using this product. There's no reference on this product to how it came together. There's no lines. It's soft on the eyes. We talk about what the first read is and how that draws you into the product. When you open it, it's instantly on.
That's
it's
really
always
nice.
Available for you. You can see me opening it with one finger and how good that feels just to get in and get what you want done.
Nice.
I feel so good just to
now,
open it with one finger.
Now, there's parts of the laptop you could never compromise.
Ooh.
And so let's talk about them for just a sec. The keyboard.
You can't compromise on the keyboard.
The keys under Sophia's fingers. The critical nature when you put your hand down to think. We deliver 1.3 millimeters of perfect travel.
Mm.
About a 19 millimeter pitch between keys and this ever so subtle dish on the keys.
Do you see how heavy they're talking about this keyboard?
Yeah. Your finger just floats right in, and then it brings this perfectly silent typing experience, which is so important. We've also increased the trackpad by 20% from Surface Pro 2 to Surface Pro 3. This was important because that precision pointing is also critical. Don't miss that. I know it's a mouse. It's been around for a while. It's the first piece of hardware that I made, but I will tell you, it's pretty critical if you're using a product without a mouse. It gets pretty tough to be productive.
This laptop I use now has a larger mount trackpad.
Now I want to take you inside the device for just 1 second.
I find that fascinating because Apple would never
have
had that conversation about using a mouse. Is that a Windows thing, like more mouse use?
Maybe so.
Now we continue to focus on the purity of this design.
Like try to sell the trackpad.
But we also, for our commercial customers, we wanted to add the elements of serviceability, repairability, things that matter for customers. When you put people at the center, what do we need? I need to change the keyboard. I need to change the screen. But you don't want to affect the beauty. You can't. All that elegance goes away. Most of the time when you make a product that's serviceable, there's lines, there's extra weight, there's extra thickness.
I'd rather it look
You'll see what I
useful.
Call trap doors. I can't look at them. They drive
me crazy. I don't need elegant design.
Yeah.
But on this product, we've done
In my phone, I need
beauty.
Show
you really quick.
On this, I don't need it. This doesn't need to be beautiful.
On the product, but...
Oh, modular.
Just like that, the top can simply come off.
Oh, okay, that's nice. The repairability there is really important. It's easy to replace the keyboard if you end up getting your crumbs in it.
You can see the beauty of this device. I have a disclaimer, so let me just do that
really
quick.
Changing drives.
Don't try that, okay?
Don't try that.
Don't do that. Like, don't call me or send me the tweet that says, I tried to rip the top off, and now it's broken, and it's your fault. So do not do that. There actually is some tools to make that happen, but the point, being able to repair and service a product
Yeah, I want to do it myself.
Without at all impacting any of the beauty of that.
I'm going to get one and have Jimmy the twerking bear take the top off.
Get it, Jimmy.
Get it.
Now I
show you the new Surface laptop in this beautiful sandstone finish.
Or maybe it's not.
With a fully integrated.
Now that looks rose gold to me, baby.
Rose gold.
Aluminum chassis.
Different lighting.
Say it
now
again.
This product aluminum takes chassis. On beauty all its own. There is no question. When you take a first read of aluminum that is this clean, it is inspiring. There's no finger scoop. There's no speaker holes.
I wish she didn't gloss over the repairability.
There's no rubber bumper around
so
the screen.
Fast.
That's huge.
If you're using a non-Surface device,
to be able to upgrade it,
metal,
to be able to
right
fix
now, you can look at it. I won't pick
see,
on you too much because
to
I have to go to the back of the room.
How soon those iFix
by the way, good
yes.
get their hands on it and what their ratings are.
Yes.
And then if you look, and there's a few back here, you'll look around between the screen.
And if you look under your chair.
I just want to make this, you understand this point, between the screen and the metal, there's always a rubber bumper here on any metal laptop you've picked up. And the reason is because when you close it, you want to protect the screen.
It's very pretty, right. I have to admit.
But really with that relentless nature in the Surface team to make sure every single detail is thought through, to make sure that the product all the way through and through gives you that first read and perfect elegance, it still comes to truth. There's no rubber bumper. When I say and said earlier that it's the details you can't see, that is a perfect example. It's exactly what you can't see on this product that draws you in. It is what pushes it
down to
that
group
level
of intelligent journalists.
But the other thing that pushes this product and that people love is performance. So let's take a minute on that.
All right. Now that's Intel.
Now, do you get a sticker?
So Surface Laptop 3
Intel inside
is incredibly powerful. We're using
also, without a bumper. I'd be worried about crumbs. To close that, it
Intel
hurts
that's
screen.
Possible too.
And this is in the 10 nanometer Ice Lake family from Intel, which means you're getting incredible performance in that same thinness and beauty of the product.
Heat dissipation.
It's pretty impressive what Intel did here in partnering with us to make it happen. It is 2 times faster than the product that's already the highest customer satisfaction rated product on the planet, which is awesome. This we're very proud of. And nice. To put it in context, it's good to put it in context. If you're using a MacBook Air right now, this product is 3 times more powerful than the MacBook Air. That's just context.
3 times more than the Air?
Than the MacBook Air, yeah. Same weight? What are we looking at?
All right.
I didn't really think you'd clap for that. Customers love this laptop. They love it. They really do. But some want more screen real estate, and we've heard it. We've heard it. Now, we're excited to announce to you
I need at least a 15-inch screen.
Surface 15-inch
yes.
Laptop 3.
There we go.
There she is.
Look at that screen. There's nothing.
Now, what color is that?
That compares to it.
We got sandstone.
Nothing. This is a product that feels almost weightless relative to its size. You throw this product in your bag and you move full speed. You
right,
want
the
more
area
real
is
estate, more screen, because that's what pushes you to more productivity. Because that's your piano keys. Fantastic.
Oh,
fantastic.
See,
and the display
that's why I had that long
so
intro,
vibrant.
So you could keep talking about how these devices are your
it's
piano.
It's virtually pixel-free. You can't see a pixel
still
on it, which makes it
though.
Beauty
yeah, fair.
Come to life because you see the things you want to see. And
it's pixel-free.
So
it has no pixels. Hold on.
And part of the contrast ratio and
what
the
are
color
we looking
calibration
at?
Yeah. You do, it all comes out on a beautiful
screen.
New screen like
this. Technology. It's all virtual
now,
and in your brain.
We talk about how we obsess
also known as a metal print.
On every single part in this product.
It doesn't change. What's the refresh rate? None.
And the team has been working with AMD for quite some time to build you a custom experience on this product specifically.
Okay.
I'd like to introduce to you the AMD Ryzen Microsoft Surface Edition processor.
All right. Ooh, specific.
All right.
Yeah. This is cool. This is the most powerful mobile processor AMD has ever created, bar none. It
it's
is
not
incredible.
Saying much. The AMD
it's
mobile side has been lacking
the fastest
in the
processor
years.
For any laptop.
Desktop-wise, are great.
In its class
mobile
today.
Side, not so much.
We co-engineered this
and
entire
platform. And when you say
mobile,
you mean like laptops.
Mm-hmm. From the silicon to hardware and through Windows. Every single detail thought through to bring you that perfect experience that you love with Surface. And I know I'm pushing the boundary, but it's all there. Now, we also created unique cores on the GPU for Surface because we wanted to push the performance to levels that brought people like me able to play Fortnite and try and keep up with my 9-year-old daughter, but I can't, but I try.
Yeah, me too.
But boy, does the device work great. Now, in this case, I can't get into my flow because I'm terrible at it, but it's pretty amazing how performant the product is. Now, with all that performance and beauty, with all of it, I want to talk to you about another important feature of the product and its battery life. You still get all-day battery life, but I also want to introduce you to fast charging across the entire Surface product.
Fast charging.
Fast charging is important.
Whoa, 80% battery in under an hour.
What
now,
you
that's
see
nice.
There is 80% charge on a
the problem
full
I have
PC
with all
in
of
less
the
than an hour.
Battery
that's what you
life
get in your
touting
mobile phone
is,
today.
They'll say all-day battery life, but they never consider a content creator is in a huge Illustrator file.
Let's talk about putting people at the center. Why
PSD.
Do we go push the boundary here? It's not just because it's cool
churning.
And it is a great feature.
This is 80, or this is all day battery life
every
for
day you charge your phone,
what?
For
and
a
it charges
traveling salesperson,
at that rate.
Perhaps?
Yeah.
That's
I think it's just the CEO laptop.
Fast. Yeah.
But working with Intel and AMD
I hate when they market
to solve
these
challenges that say, let's push the boundary here. And let's give our customers a consistent experience on how you have to think about adding battery life to your products or adding a charge
totally
to your products.
Agree, Mr.
This
LaPorte.
Is a very cool feature I'm pretty excited about it. I can see you are too, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you. Now, I hope you love this laptop.
Oh,
we hope you love both.
$1,000?
$999 and
13-inch laptop is on pre-order right now.
Oh, please.
As is the 15-inch laptop with the 13-inch starting at $999.
Pre-order today.
And the 15-inch starting at an amazing $1,199. We're pretty excited for you to get it. It'll be in your hands on October 22nd.
That's there you outstanding. Go. Microsoft Surface Laptop 3, $999 for the 13-inch model, $1,199 for the 15-inch model.
Okay.
Pre-orders start today.
Pre-orders today delivered by the
22nd.
You know, we're pretty proud of it. But I want to switch.
Even better.
From what we call the most loved laptop to the best-selling 2-in-1 on the
planet. Tuesday.
Let's talk about Surface Pro. I also happen to believe that this is the sexiest form factor out there. That's my opinion. You can see the generations here of the product that come to life, and we're pretty
proud
of that.
I'd like to think I'm the sexiest form factor.
And we're currently in our sixth generation.
That's my opinion.
That's what you like to think.
Yeah.
And Robin Seiler, the CVP of devices, has been with us on this journey since the absolute beginning.
Go, Micah.
Refining, perfecting this product for our customers, and driving the product forward. She's absolutely the best person here to tell you about the next iteration of Surface Pro.
This is probably the first time I've heard sexy at a Microsoft event ever.
Yeah.
Never heard that.
We need to check that out, actually.
You know that I have to start with one sentence. I'm so pumped to be here.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm holding the new Surface Pro 7, redesigned from the inside out. Surface Pro is the most popular 2-in-1 on the market. Over 75% of our Fortune 500 companies purchase Surface devices. And today, we're introducing the next generation. We've seen our customers embrace this form factor and do incredible things. Customers like Connie, an artist whose instrument is her paint and her words.
Let's see.
Her creativity comes to life on her Surface Pro. Take a look.
This episode of Twit Live Specials is brought to you by LastPass. LastPass is an award-winning security solution that helps millions of individuals and thousands of businesses navigate their online lives easily and securely. LastPass recently set up an expanded business lineup with some amazing features that will improve security across your company and make life easier for your users. There's LastPass Enterprise. Now, that includes single sign-on for 1,200-plus SAML-integrated apps, each with its own getting started guide, so it's simple to get up and running. Now, LastPass MFA leverages your biometrics, that's your face and your fingerprint, and contextual factors like your location or IP address to know who you are and make sure you are who you say you are. LastPass Identity is a combination of both of those options, so LPE and LPMFA. So it's single sign-on and password management, all the way to adaptive authentication. LastPass gives granular control to IT and frictionless access to users, all in one simple, secure solution. Now, what's even better about LastPass? Well, guess what? Once you've added all your passwords to your vault, LastPass goes a step further by helping you make all of that stuff more secure. They've got this security challenge feature, so it shows you when you need to make changes to improve your security. Some of us have some passwords that honestly could use a little bit of work, and that's where LastPass comes in and says, hey, here's what you need to do to up the length, the uniqueness, and the strength. Not only do you receive an overall score, but you get detailed results of all your accounts, so you'll know exactly which passwords you're putting at risk and what you need to do to fix them. Now, we use LastPass Enterprise here at Twit, which is excellent. That means that all of us here can get access to the apps and services that we use daily. I type in one primary password, and from there, I've got access to Amazon, to Leo's Bank. No, I'm kidding. That's not included in there, unfortunately. But all of those passwords are available across all the teams, so we're not going around going, what's the password for this? How do I get into this? It's all there, all available, and super simple to access. From authentication to access to passwords, LastPass manages every entry point to your business so you can mitigate risk while improving employee productivity. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit.
And now we head back to the Microsoft event.
Bringing her creativity to life with a pen in each hand, simultaneously drawing. And I'm pretty sure my entire life is stored in OneNote at this point, so I can completely relate. It's okay. People like Connie that drive us to look at every detail again and again. And with the new Surface Pro 7, we wanted to continue to deliver the
innovation. If you're just tuning in, we are back from a short video to talk about the Microsoft Surface Pro 7.
Our design and engineering focus has been on power, performance,
which is allegedly
and
the
better experiences.
Most popular two-in-one on the market?
And adding USB-C.
Yes.
There we go, USB-C.
I'm so glad that's becoming more
at
of
Microsoft,
a standard.
Yes, me too.
We build products that are designed to work the way that you want to, in the most natural way. And for different people, that means different things. It's a combination of mouse, keyboard, pen, voice, all made so simple. Let me show you. For those that know me, I'm an avid hiker. This is my family. I hike. My kids call it a forced march.
Yeah.
But that's just them.
We say voluntold in my house.
Let me show you how I plan my hikes. The way that I start is with Edge. This is the new Edge browser. Great browsing experience, optimized for battery life. So it's fantastic. And I'm using one of our type
covers.
Fantastic typing experience, 1.3 millimeter key travel, and a precision trackpad.
Because you can't connect it to
the actual keyboard. So everything that you need to be productive.
That's one of those
detachables,
right? I'm
going to pull some information from across the web. And you see the number of tabs that I have open. I'm a pretty big planner, and so making sure that I know exactly what I'm doing on my hike is important to me.
Now I
do. The Edge browser allows you to pull information from all of those sources into collections. I'm starting with AllTrails. AllTrails is the website that I use to plan every single hike. It has all of the miles, all of the elevation, and every map that you need. And
I've installed Windows 10 on a couple different devices over the last couple of years, and I always default to Chrome.
And so I thought I'd just take a look.
I don't know
with collections,
why
I
would jump into
Edge
just yet.
A list of all of the popular day hikes.
Making that switch is not easy.
And this
Once
one here looks interesting.
What
and
works for you? There'd have to be some real.
So
okay.
Many different little plugins and stuff that Chrome has that I've used,
that
and it just keeps me there.
Yeah, you'd right, need a really good reason
maybe,
to do that.
Maybe not.
Okay, so this
and
is a multitasking.
I always like to know where I'm going, and so I'll pull over a map. Now, the power of this is not just pulling together the information, and you can see that I have weather, I have driving instructions, but the ability to share it is even more important. And so I can go over here, and I can simply send to Word or send to Excel. So let's do that. And with that, I'm going to switch to pen. And I am a big fan of the Pro because of its flexibility
here we
when
go.
You want to
Gotta
use
have
the
it.
Pen. Today, the Surface Pen works across all Surface products. And the Office team has done some amazing work so that you can work however you want to across the products. Now, let's see. Here's my document. All of the stuff.
Those pins
all
are
of
really
the sources.
Pretty.
And
they got to feel right.
You know,
though.
There's this little lake
here. That's true.
And so
I wonder
I think
how heavy
it would be
it is.
Great.
The first couple iterations
detour.
Of it, they felt a little too.
With a few
much like
simple
a
lines, I can communicate much more simply than if I had to write the text behind that. And so you can see how powerful Pen is. The other thing that Word can do.
So are we looking at new software features that we haven't seen before?
Editing, which means you can like literally
it feels like this is something that
or add
the Surface
with your pen and the document.
Tablet feel could do before.
Yeah, that looks like existing tech. It does look a lot faster.
But I talked about personalization. And so I'm going to use comments to personalize
latency.
This communication.
The latency under the pen is a lot better now.
Cred just
I am not the best artist, but my husband knows well what my art looks like. And he burns pretty easily. And so I'm going to make sure he knows
sunscreen.
That what's most important is he remembers sunscreen.
Listen, everybody needs to be wearing sunscreen.
When he opens that document, he sees something that is clearly from me. And that's pretty cool. The other thing that I can do.
Oh, that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
Circle something to select it. Again, apologies if that's already something
this
that's
is going
available.
To be a great hike.
This is definitely updated.
Oh, okay. So that's voice.
Definitely dictation. Updated.
Wait, did she talk with?
That's
did she talk
even
to the pen?
Faster than I could have typed it. I love the ability to do voice to text across the platforms, and that sound was captured by the new studio mics, which are also in Surface Laptop.
Okay.
Nice.
Studio mics are optimized for your voice.
Oh.
They're placed perfectly
kind of like Amazon's
and tuned
devices,
so that we capture what's coming from your mouth rather than all the background sounds around
ambient
you.
Ambient sound.
And when we say we build our products as a company, this is really what we mean. The sound is crisp and clear. But there's another product that uses the studio mics, and that's the Your Phone app.
No, my phone.
That's my husband. He doesn't have the best timing.
Answer the phone.
So
go ahead.
Your phone app gently prompts you, and this is a new feature that is coming available in the next few weeks, where your phone calls are integrated right into the Surface where you're working. So my Samsung phone can stay in my pocket, and I can either accept this call or I'll just reject it, and it will send a text message right now.
I don't have a problem with that.
That
I remember
integration
this
is so
being
incredible.
Mentioned that. Was it a Samsung?
Let me show you one more.
That makes sense. Yeah, I remember Samsung saying they were going to be doing some integrations with Microsoft.
The Excel people.
My phone used to ring so much while I was working. It would be nice to just have that prompt on the screen
to
hit decline instead of reaching for the phone.
This is my hiking tracker.
I have no problem with your phone.
I'm going to do Anthony's nose.
No, my phone.
My phone. Sorry. My phone.
It's called your phone.
My phone.
Oh, ants. Nose.
And that's 7.6 miles.
Now, hold on.
That's pretty good now.
3, 4, 2, 1.
That is, yeah. Now, listen
the
to
real
those
test
claps.
Is, will it be able to handle Mr. Laporte's handwriting in that left hand?
I've never
is.
Seen. Okay, come
and
on. I'm left-handed, too.
Is you can simply don't mess with the southpaw whenever now. You need to.
You lefties are some weirdos.
So imagine yourself up and about,
proud
holding
weirdos.
Your Surface in your arm, bringing your pen to the glass,
yes.
and letting us do the rest.
Oh.
It's incredibly powerful.
Maybe I like that.
It's
I don't
magic.
Know. Feels like a lack of control.
This
I need
is
that.
The Surface Pro
a lot
7
of, a lot
and
of
some
the,
amazing
the concerns
features
with those
of Office.
Stylus.
It's
and,
available
and pen
for pre-order today,
the, like
and
said,
it
the
starts
latency,
at only $7.49.
Then they have that parallax effect where you put it up to the screen.
Oh, and
it just sort of angles off just a little bit to screw up your stroke.
So just as
October
we integrate
22nd
all of our devices with Office,
new Surface Pro.
We wanted to do the same with our audio products, too.
$7.49.
Last year, we entered a new category with Surface headphones. And we saw how important comfort, battery life, and great sound are to the audio category.
I feel like everybody has to make headphones now.
I want to talk about
now.
Our latest addition to the Surface
is
audio
it gonna be
lineup.
Earbuds?
We designed these with Office
the Surface
to bring
headphones
your best productivity experience to
I'm sorry.
Your ears. Take a look.
They made it with Office. Now, I do want to show this video because it's important to see this is a new product that they're talking about. They designed this with Office in mind. And they're buds. Everybody's making buds, bud. Voice enabled with who? Cortana? Oh, Omnisonic sound.
That's awesome.
Wait, is that a thing? That just sounds like a
no, that's for
buzzword.
That's,
what's Omnisonic?
It's giving you spatial sound.
And virtualization.
Makes it a little more immersive, whatever you're listening to.
They're kind of hilariously large.
Hey, well, people said that about...
They do look like gauges, yeah.
What do you call those? The AirPods, people said things...
This is
true.
Looking
weird.
They did.
And they still wear them.
Uh-huh.
Because they sound good and they work well.
This is the part that I don't understand, though. So I think of... I feel like most people use earbuds for consumption, not creation. And they're, like, very serious about the integrations with Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting... I'm curious to hear how they sort of pitch this.
These are the new Surface earbuds.
I just don't see a CEO, like, rocking these and being like, yes, I'm typing into my
true
Microsoft
wireless
Word
wireless earbuds
right now.
With amazing sound. Comfortable to use all day.
She has satellites on her ears.
Yeah,
and a little bit
those
of magic.
Are a little bit larger than
the
I thought.
The sound is beautifully tuned, both
but
for your voice
sound,
and your
do they
ear.
Sound good? That's
each
true.
Earbud has two mics per
and
ear.
And they've got
and filters for better noise
gestures,
reduction.
Which the AirPods
letting us pick
do not
up your voice rather than the sounds around you. They work on any platform and have 24 hours of battery life.
24 hours?
We know 24. With an earbud, comfort is critical. And so we applied the same relentless nature we use with all Surface devices. We looked at many options for ergonomics and weight. And with the Human Factors Lab, we created a simple design
it fell out
that
of
balances
her ear.
Against 2 points in your ear, creating all-day comfort and stability.
That's why you need
but
the little strap like
do?
The Pixel Buds, which were...
We talked earlier about natural interaction.
Which were not
and we
well
wanted to bring that
on the performance
to this.
Side, though.
There are touch sensors on each earbud to help you navigate music and calls. You never have to take out your phone. I know that when I'm hiking, if I take out my phone, I'm done. I'll get lost in work. And so we added an intuitive feature to help you stay focused. On Android, with a few simple taps, you can open Spotify, and it will start to play the right music for you in that moment. There's no screen required. You can play, pause, skip, or change the volume with just gestures.
Dig that.
That's nice. I like the gesture part.
We already have that on some existing headphones now.
So yes. Let's talk about the magic.
Yes, let's.
How do you take earbuds and make them more productive? You at office. Let's take a look.
When I want to get more productive.
The irony of her saying not to take the phone out of pocket.
And the power of it. The simplest thing is really what I'm doing now. Using my voice and some incredible imagery to share some ideas with each of you. But not everyone can hear your voice. And so with this new capability in PowerPoint, the captions you see on the screen are created by the earbud in my ear.
Okay, that's
Microsoft
neat.
Microsoft Office and Azure Cognitive Services coming together
yes.
to create captions in real time.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Nice. Accessibility.
Yes, I'm going to applaud that. That's awesome.
That's really powerful.
Real time.
We can also change the language. So if you aren't presenting and speaking the language of your audience, we support over 60 languages.
Wow.
We'll translate as you speak, just as it did here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But maybe they've come along a little bit better in the path.
They did.
Surface earbuds will be available later this year.
All right.
Starting
available
at
this holiday season at $249. Wow, $249. That's kind of pricey.
But again, is it bang for the buck?
Right. No. Need to know how they sound.
That was amazing. Robin's amazing. Those products, I love them. I can't wait till you get your hands on them. Team did some amazing work on them.
I think they're amazing.
Now, it's been 9 years since we made this next prototype.
$249 is pricey, but is it pricey for
the enterprise?
The
product 7 years ago, and 9 years ago, this is what we had. This is what it looked like. It was literally, there's a string that creates a kickstand. There's some duct tape. There's, and it's not really the product that's you're using today at all, is it? And fundamentally, it was this idea that, hey, could we think about what the next form factor could be?
Come on, let's see. The
next form factor, it's got two screens.
And that is the evolution. But today, I want to show you what's next for the 2-in-1.
There's a
and as the world becomes more mobile, cloud-based, as we all focus and think about what is the intelligent edge going to push the boundaries on? We wanted to push the boundaries, create a product that's this perfect intersection of mobility, productivity, and speed. And the dream was, let's take a mobile architecture, same architecture you find in your phone, but then let's push that to a fully functioning, powerful PC. Take a look.
Boom.
Come on.
Bum, 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 bum.
Cue the dramatic music.
Shave it away.
Call this a rebirth?
Ah. And a Surface Pro. Two USB-Cs.
Two USB-Cs. That's nice.
Look at all those lenses.
Oh, an LTE. This is definitely the premium device.
Oh, did you see that? Microsoft's own processor. Take that to the edge.
All right. That's not dual screen, but...
No. Oh, look at that pen. Surface Slim pen.
Okay. Feel better in the hands. Good performance.
I found that, Microsoft's own chip.
That looks good.
What is it? What's it called? Removable hard drive.
Oh, nice.
You can power two external displays with it. They love their hinges. They love their hinges.
They've come a long way, though. Those hinges
Microsoft
have
Surface
some
Pro
issues
X
over the years.
Or Microsoft Surface Pro 10.
Good point. Let's hear it, sir.
So this is Surface Pro X.
There you
X.
go.
It's a cutting edge. To
God, this gets more confusing every year.
We believe this moves this category forward. It's 5.3 millimeters thin at its thinnest point. It's worth looking at if you can see that. I'll give you a view right here.
Thank you.
It's
we appreciate
thin.
That.
It's incredibly light.
incredibly light. It's 1.68 pounds. You can see how easy it is to hold.
What is that hinge made of?
It's got these gorgeous chamfered edges. Right. So when you put it in your hand, it doesn't feel wonky. If you hold another 13-inch device like this or a 15 or a 14, you can kind of get a little out of balance. But in this case, the most important thing was to bring that same balance. It also comes with this unmatched modern design, which
Fancy hand movements.
For it to be that light, how are you packing this
And when you
much
look at a product like this,
it, for us,
it's about craftsmanship. Yeah.
Now, this was not really
it's
a
leak, pushing technology
product
to that
here. We're all very surprised
and
by
for
that.
Those customers Surface
Pro
10,
I mean X.
X.
To push the boundary, this is a perfect product. Start with the display
push
on this
Push the boundary
product.
To
this
the edge.
This still has that same 12-inch chassis that people that use Surface
Pro love. I'm not
going to
lie, this is sexy.
They love.
Like,
we know that size
like,
matters.
This, like,
we don't
want
to mess with that. However, we have a 13-inch diagonal. So from corner to corner on this screen, we did this by making the thinnest bezels possible on a 2-in-1 and that are out there today. And so when you do that,
that's
you get all that screen real estate.
Look at
gets
that's
bigger,
pushing
pretty
that.
Incredible,
that is pretty.
But you also keep the same size in the product that matters. The beautiful high contrast on this screen with the high readability that comes with it, this is about staying in your flow on a product like this.
I wonder what is that
What do you want to do? Get in, stay in. It's soft on the eyes, 2880 by 1920 resolution with 267 DPI. I know I geek out on stuff like that, but it is
really,
really powerful screen, and it's worth talking about just a little bit. How do you create a combination?
iPad Pro competitor, I think.
How do you create a combination of pixels, performance, thinness, battery life? How does that all come together with constant LTE connectivity?
There you
this
go.
Will be about $1,300.
Let me introduce you to
I have no
the custom
earthly idea.
Microsoft.
Boom.
SQ1
Microsoft's chipset. Designed chip. Well,
nice.
Custom chip.
Nice.
In partnership with.
So this is a chip that we're super proud of course, but it brings together the Snapdragon mobile DNA.
There we go.
Okay.
Alongside an integrated AI accelerator.
Okay.
Now, ARM chips,
now,
they normally
big.
Run
lots
about
of these,
the 2-watt range.
Mobile chips
so
have the
if you're using a phone today,
AI
it's probably pushing around
it.
2 watts, maybe a little bit more.
I wasn't
more,
a fan of ARM over the years.
But we also know how important performance is to our customers, so we wanted
better,
to push power on this product.
A little bit slow on the road.
And with the design of Qualcomm's engineering team, they are amazing at what they can do. With SQ1, we push the boundary, and the ARM-based platform is driving starting at a 7-watt chipset, which then, changing the chip itself, re-engineering all the tools, the architecture, to an incredibly fast, powerful experience. You will not find this anywhere else out there. And together with Qualcomm, we also redesigned the GPU.
2 watts? Low-powered.
And other pieces of silicon IP, which I want to say, but I'm not allowed to.
Wow.
And all that creates, I want to just get this, I want to hear this data point. It's an important one because it kind of grounds it. This product has 3 times more performance per watt than the Surface Pro 6.
Okay.
All right.
I wonder how long they've been working on this chipset for themselves.
What the heck does all that mean? Let me just tell you in plain terms. How about that? Better battery life, lighter, faster, unprecedented performance. That's what this category is all about. That's what you need in this product. Better battery life, faster, thinner, lighter, unprecedented performance, all while running the full power of Windows.
Wow.
Mm. Full power of Office. The apps you love, Edge and Chrome. It's a very powerful product. We're excited about
Not
it.
A mobile
now, Surface
OS.
Pro X is also the first Windows PC ever to have an integrated AI engine. Now, the team is
yep.
pretty excited
this is
about
big.
These possibilities. And so I want to show you an example of what would you do with an AI engine in a PC? This hasn't been done before. What does it mean? What is the intelligent
depends
edge? Where
on your
does
definition
it connect?
Of PC.
Let's talk about people. So of all the things I'm going to tell you about performance today, which pretty much that's what we say a lot, probably the most powerful thing you will hear today is the power of human connection.
The power
that,
of we. Like, come on.
Is powerful. Now, it turns out, eye contact, that's one of the drivers of human connection.
Yes.
And your face has a language all its own.
Camera on there.
You ever been looking at somebody and they look down at their watch? Or are you looking at somebody?
Oh,
and
no.
Down at their
they're
phone?
Doing the weird eye thing
just looking
that
them in the eyes?
Apple does with
and
FaceTime, aren't
have you
they?
Been there?
Oh, God.
Hmm.
Don't do
Me
this.
Too.
It happens a lot to me, as it turns out.
When I think of AI helping people in computing, I'm thinking of repetitive tasks.
Yeah, let's make
AI being able to speed that up for us.
And also to do a better job of being, like, to save your battery life by learning what you do and being smart about what things it needs to speed up and slow down. This is bad. This is bad. So FaceTime has a feature called attention detection, I think, and it lets you look down at the screen, but your eyes still look at the camera.
Oh, no.
And so I think that's what they're about to say they're
doing. And so when you're looking across the ocean at each other, it makes your eyes look dead. It's not good. Or in different conference rooms or in different parts of the house, depending on that happens to me, believe it or not. You're not looking each other in the eyes.
I don't think it's a camera in the screen, Friston, because he's talking about the AI chip inside of this.
Where we can connect even deeper, where we can have that conversation, where we can co-engineer products deeper, where we can work together as humans and continue to push things forward. Okay, take a look at this video. This is Stevie. Whoa. He's got a massive head in this picture. I'm sorry. We tried to make it smaller. He's on Teams. You can't make it smaller.
Dang.
His brain's in the way, basically. But Stevie's brilliant. Now watch this line. Watch his eyes. He's looking at the screen now. Now watch how the line crosses. Look how his eyes subtly come up, and now he's looking right at your eyes.
Yeah. It looks fine there, but I need to see this in practice like they do with FaceTime. It's
subtle.
Horrible.
But Stevie, he talks more than me, believe it or not, and he will talk for a while here. But here's the deal. When you see that demo, normally that demo on a regular PC, on a Surface even, or a discrete GPU, it would pull about 15 watts from the product, which basically means your product slows down, you can't do much else. That's why it doesn't happen today. But with the new SQ1 chip and the work with Qualcomm and the incredible engineering, that small moment that usually pushes 15 watts off your GPU uses 50 times less power and doesn't even touch the GPU. Which means if you're using Microsoft Teams and you're on a call and you're pushing PowerPoint and you're trying to understand things, you can still stay connected just like we are right now as I look at you and you look at me.
Okay.
That's powerful. This is the example of power on the intelligent edge. When it comes down to it, when we can compute through the cloud and also connect as humans, it's a pretty powerful scenario. What'd you think? It's pretty cool.
No, it's creepy. it's an example, though.
There is one thing I'd like to see with these, though. These look great.
Let me just get to this, because it's absolutely my favorite feature.
How
watch
are they on the lap?
If you can get this.
Lapability. Mary Jo Foley.
How are they on the lap?
I'm going to open the type cover.
You had it to park.
And I'm going to pull off the pen that's stored right
in
it.
It's going to work okay.
I like that little stowaway for the pen there.
Now, what did I do? I just pulled out a pen that's constantly recharging, that's always there for you. And if you want to be in your flow, the minute I pull it out,
now, presume
if
it's
you
still
look here on the screen, the whiteboard app opens. This is incredible work by the Windows
like
team, by the Shell
especially
team.
If that's how they are.
Right when I pull the pen out, what you end up seeing is you want to full screen snip this page, you want to get into your notes. What was your thought? How do you write it down? I write every night at 2 a.m. 2 a.m. every night, maybe 3, Mary, we argue
sleep.
About this, but
say,
fundamentally, I do write.
Yes.
And that's how
don't
I create,
get me,
and that's
don't
how
get
I
me
do
started.
My thinking and thoughts. That is my piano moment, for sure.
Oh, that's his piano.
And now
okay.
with Surface Pro X, I just pull the pen out
excused.
Right there.
After this, we'll talk
writing.
About our piano
moments. I
have to
look for it. It's there forever. I put it in. Once I put it in, it finds its spot. It starts charging. I close it. I take it with me.
Oh,
it is a very,
nice.
Very, very powerful
that
scenario. What do you think? That cool?
Those clicks and stuff.
That's a scenario. Look.
Very
I know it's small.
And intuitive.
I know it's small, but sometimes the smallest things have the biggest impact. And this is one
where,
this
is true.
You know, when I was
my
a kid,
chihuahuas,
this is, we talk about this analogy.
Small.
Rolf and I all the time in the lab, we put analogies to every product. So in the inside of product making, the way we talked about this is pretty simple. You have a pencil pouch when you were a kid. Do you remember that? Or a pen pouch? You do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I love
right.
my pencil pouch.
So, I'll explain this story later.
Just
there's
one more thing
a three-ring binder. Do you remember those?
Yes, we call them
Trapper Keepers, baby.
Binder, and then there's this pencil pouch, and you would unzip it when your teacher told you to get something out, and you take the, oh, my gosh, it's so nostalgic. And so when you can get back to that, just like this, you know what this is? That's that pen case or pencil pouch when you were a kid, and you need your pen, it's right there for you. It's pretty powerful.
Okay.
Now, the other thing about the type cover that's important is the typing. It turns out that typing on a product like this matters.
Yep.
It also
turns out
that pointing on a product like this matters. If you want to be productive on a 2-in-1, you need a mouse. I know, again, I said that for the laptop.
Wait, can we say that?
Boy.
Let's rewind that.
That would be true for the 2-in-1.
That's carrying
pretty
a device
proud of this
around?
Product.
If you want to be productive
now,
on a 2-in-1, you need a mouse.
Surface Pro X is a super powerful product. We got that. The GPU pushes over 2 teraflops, and that's incredible work with that custom design with the Qualcomm team. It's combined with LTE. It has this fantastic screen.
How many teraflops do you push?
And it has an
only
incredible
about
pen experience.
0.25
Robin
teraflops.
Talked about the pen experience, but the new pen even drives it further. Better latency, better tilt, 4,096 points of pressure. All of that's real. And the best way to bring it together is by showing you the app that maybe you're going to go create on yourself. An app that I'm inspired by and a company that inspires
It's Adobe Flink.
Scott Belsky, who's a great friend
that.
Of mine.
Fresco.
And the chief product officer over at Adobe.
It is. It's going to be Adobe Flip.
Creative Cloud for Surface
Adobe
Pro
Franck. Fresco. Yeah,
Fresco. Fresco, man.
Thanks,
come on.
Thank you. Wow.
And it's a pretty magical app. I hope that's
I'm
what they're showing.
I'm very happy to be on behalf of Adobe at this exciting Surface event. Surface is an important platform for Creative Cloud and will become even more important in the future, largely because creativity has never been more important. As artificial intelligence and machines take over so many mundane everyday tasks and even
in
jobs,
our lives.
Creativity becomes essential. More and more, we won't be judged on how quickly we can complete tasks. Rather, we'll succeed with our ideas and our ability to present these ideas in compelling and creative ways. Creativity is the most uniquely human trait
Adobe's
there is.
AI engine is
and it is
pretty
how we will
impressive.
All make our mark.
Adobe's
now,
sensei.
As creativity becomes more
oh
important,
my God, yeah, their AI stuff
not
is really great.
Be constrained to the desktop. People need to create where and when inspiration strikes. On the plane, during their commute, in bed late at night, wherever it is.
No,
and that's
go to bed.
Imagining many of our flagship Creative Cloud products to extend them from the desktop to mobile platforms like the Surface. These devices are perfect for creating on the go. They are slim, they're always connected, fast, and we've worked closely with Microsoft to
Adobe
make
Rush
pen
is
and touch
nice, but it's
a
still
natural
not quite
and expressive
up to
way
Luma
to create on the Surface.
Rush?
We know
that's the
millions
video
of our customers
editor.
Yeah,
use
I
Creative
like
Cloud
that
on
one.
Windows. And more than half of Surface Book customers today are Creative Cloud customers. So we're excited and committed to doing the work to bring much of Creative Cloud to the Surface platform. Now, we want to show you one of the first great creative tools optimized for the Surface, Adobe Fresco, our new painting and drawing
That's
app.
That's it.
This is
Adobe Frongo.
Fresco.
Adobe Froyo.
The feeling of painting and drawing with natural materials, especially with our live brushes that reproduce the behavior,
I have to show
natural
this app
behavior
to you.
Of oil
I have it
and
on
watercolor
iPad.
Paints.
What's that, Adobe Lizzo?
So please welcome my colleague Jinjin Sun, who will demonstrate Adobe Fresco.
I'm actually really excited about Adobe Fresco.
Hi.
Adobe Avocado.
Oh my God, I want that shirt.
Hi, I'm Jinjin. I'm an illustrator and a senior experience designer at Adobe, and I'm so excited to show you Adobe Fresco on the Surface Pro X. Today, I'm going to be drawing Surface a quick portrait of a woman in profile. So I'll just come over here and get set up.
Illustrators are so talented when it comes to just doing stuff like this on the fly.
Yes, right? I wish that I could just like, oh yeah, I just want to make something. Just pop
and
it
draw
out.
Me a cup of coffee. So I'm right. going to
give
start
me a
by
day.
Just blocking this.
Right, yeah, exactly. Give me a day to show you the first rough draft.
And then I'll refine the silhouette, get the nose.
You know, no big deal. Just refining lips. The silhouette right quick.
Now see, this is pressure sensitivity in place too.
Oh my goodness, it looks just like me.
I'm ready for line work now. So I will lighten this and go in with lines. So for the lines, I'm going to use Fresco's vector brushes, which are really nice for lines because they remain super crisp and clear no matter how far you're zoomed in or out.
Yep. Vector versus pixel.
They're also responsive to pressure.
That's nice. And so I assume I can import it into Illustrator.
Which creates a really nice natural feeling line. So I'll get the lips here, the eyebrow.
They didn't say what was powering.
Get the shoulder and the
this
hair.
This device, did they?
This is still the...
Oh, this is,
this
had,
is
this
the
had
one
the
that
Microsoft
has...
Chip.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Great. So I don't need my sketch anymore. It's time for color. And I think I'll start with the lips. So I'll make sure the pencil brush is selected. And I'll pick a pink. And I'll just start coloring in there.
She's flying through these menus.
You can see I've gone outside the lines. I need to clean that up. So I'll zoom in. You can see those vector lines stay super crisp, even at 400%. And all I need to do is turn this pen around and use the back of it.
That's oh, nice.
Just start erasing, just like with a real pencil.
That's beautiful. Wacom's allow you to do that.
That's
too.
That's done, and I can add some Cintiq, more shading.
This
so
is
I think
an actual
I will
computing device,
add some teal eyeshadow here again
device.
With the pencil brush.
Says a lot.
And this pen, when I'm using the tip, I get a nice, fine, sharp line. But if I lay the pen on its side and use light pressure,
nice.
I can get this nice blended soft effect, just like with a real pencil.
Next to no latency.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
So I'll just finish, add a little bit more shading. Maybe a bit of highlight and yellow. And then go to another one of our pixel brushes for maybe some more texture. So I think I'll try the block stain here.
Oh, use yeah, you know, pink. Just a little block stain. Yeah. NBD.
Add in.
No biggie.
And then use dark blue for the shirt. So for the hair, I'd like to use our live oil brushes.
Yeah,
these
I hope
are really
they show
exciting
this off,
because
they you can see the
blend
texture.
Just like real oils. So I'll just start by laying in some of that dark blue, and then I will add green. So with that in,
oh,
you can
wow.
see you get a really
yeah, good
beautiful
blend.
Blending
yeah,
and smearing, just
blend.
Like with real oils.
And this is on a mobile device, handling all of this.
I love doing this.
Processing.
It's so much fun. So I'll finish out with some yellow, the highlight in there. And to close this out, I'll just round out the background with some texture. So I'll go back to my trusty pixel brushes, choose a spatter texture, and just start going in to round out
nice.
That background.
Nice, how quick that is.
Yeah.
And all that's left is to sign it. So I'll go ahead, put my signature on that. And just finish out.
Outstanding, Jinjin.
Very good.
And there we go.
No time.
That's a baby fresco on the new
you, Jinjin,
Surface
huh?
device.
Surface X.
Surface Pro X or just Surface X?
Surface
Pro.
Pro
X? Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks again.
I'm going to have trouble right. with that.
It's amazing
Pro
to see
X,
technology
kit.
Like that with algorithms that took years to develop to determine how these oils and watercolors behave into a demo like that. It's awesome. So Fresco is powerful enough for creative professionals, but it's accessible to everyone, kids, adults, the creator, and all of us. Mm-hmm. We are really excited to say that Fresco will launch on the Surface very soon.
Oh, very soon. Adobe
Creative
Cloud comes to
are already available
the Surface
throughout
Pro
the Surface
X.
platform. So Acrobat, Adobe Acrobat, and Acrobat Reader, and we're working hard to bring other key parts of Creative
Cloud. I actually
Cloud
love
to
Adobe Acrobat.
Products.
I'm a big nerd
really?
About PDFs.
Thank PDFs, man.
I know. Adobe Acrobat makes it so easy to edit PDFs.
You notice when you said Acrobat, it got quiet.
Yeah,
there, right.
And I'm like, yeah, Acrobat.
Talking about getting
nobody
in your flow.
Cares.
That was amazing.
I'd be that person in the back being like,
that was cool. All right.
Now Adobe Max is next month, so maybe they'll
Surface
have it
Pro
ready.
Be available.
So you're going to get me an Acrobat shirt?
Don't.
Early November.
No.
You can pre-order
yeah?
it right
Thank
now.
You.
I'm going to get you a Fresco shirt.
Yeah, get me an Adobe Froyo shirt.
Now here are all the products you saw today. Surface laptop 13-inch.
This is either
fabric and
be,
metal.
That's it.
Surface laptop 15-inch.
One more thing.
With AMD and Intel. You saw those.
Need some AR together. Talk.
Surface Pro 7.
Haven't had any
oh,
AR
yeah.
talk.
Or MR. I know they're
you saw
big
the new
in the
Surface
mixed reality.
Earbuds,
yeah.
which I'm so
Microsoft.
Proud of, and the way they connect in that translation feature
those
for
Surface
me.
Surface Buds, man.
When I speak with my father,
$700.
It's going to be magical.
$249. Way too expensive.
You also saw Surface Pro X.
Yeah,
pretty
we did.
Proud of this lineup. It's our largest lineup we've ever shipped. We believe this helps this symphony forward. What did you think of this lineup? We're pretty proud of it.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna.
Uncle Leo, can I have a Surface 15? Please and thank
Uncle
you.
Uncle Leo.
I know you're watching this, right? Right?
No, see, conveniently, he just signed off.
So I want to do something we've not done before.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, is this your...
And I want to take a few minutes
one
with
more
you
thing.
To talk a little bit about...
The future.
The future.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm going to move away
and really,
from you,
over the last
man.
Few weeks,
that's scary.
I have been debating how to do this. This is not my thing.
He
like,
didn't say
what,
instrument
how do we
that time.
Show you... our products before they're finished. Like your mind, for me, it spins and rattles. I was backstage with Satya and I told him I'm more nervous than normal. I don't know. There was these moments of like, wait a minute, and he kind of looked at me like, what? You can't be nervous. We don't.
I didn't hear a price for the totally Surface fair Pro feedback. X.
It was, oh, that's or a lot. Did we do that last year? Yeah, if you want to look. So,
that was our one-on-one. We're going to show you a product that's ready next holiday.
Oh.
There's a reason for that. We want to bring our fans on the journey. We're glad you're here. But we also want to bring developers on this journey with us. There are people across Windows working tirelessly right now on these products. And how our developers, fans, and customers come along, I think, is pretty powerful.
See, they
and
like to do this with Windows.
Lineup coming this holiday,
so many people
you
get
just
involved.
Saw it. Pre-order it right
with the Windows
now.
Insider.
I'm pumped about it. I am super pumped. It's also important we transition here. And when we started Surface, we had this vision. And it was a vision to remove the conflict between a laptop and a tablet.
Yeah, definitely.
Surface Pro.
We thought we were creating the 2-in-1.
$9.99?
But it was a lot
really?
More than just that.
Pre-orders, $9.99. Ships, November 5th.
We developed a line of products.
And pre-orders begin today.
That are more versatile,
wow.
More adaptable, and personal than we thought we would get to. We took a tablet. We added a keyboard. You would click in, and you did more. We then made a laptop. And we removed
their hinges.
The screen to create with the person next to you. We then took this thing called a desktop.
Oh, God, I love that.
With a floating sheet
awesome.
Of pixels
Surface Studio.
That
yeah.
you would pull towards
I
you.
I love that thing.
So you had a creative canvas, as Satya talked about earlier.
It's beautiful.
We invested in things at the Still. Time that so many people challenged and really didn't understand. But all of it was there. To empower your ideas just to flow. That flow is from your mind to your heart and out your hand onto these canvases.
From your mind through your heart and out your hand.
Now, over the years,
I don't know if that's how the circulatory system works.
These technologies and this company has come together as one. They come together to create unique and amazing products, and like the ones you saw today. They're all designed to help you achieve more. But as we think about the future of Microsoft, in a world that's more mobile,
that is definitely
more cloud-based,
not an Apple Watch.
Where the line blurs more between home, life, work.
When is he going to scream developers?
We wanted
developers,
to make you a
developers.
Product that felt smaller.
I've been wondering that the whole time. I have it on my bingo card here. And it
also, in a big way, make you more productive and creative. And today, we want to introduce you to a new product that I believe is the next category.
Is it a ring like
Amazon's?
It's
a folding phone.
This product is the product that's made to adapt to you in both form and function.
Come on.
Not just in two postures, but every posture.
Every
creating
posture.
Limitless flow.
Oh, that reminds me. Posture check.
Uninterrupted. Building on our past with Windows, Office, Edge, Teams, Azure.
Buzzword,
while
buzzword.
Continuing to innovate for the future in a way that only this company can do.
It's a chair.
This.
Oh, Surface couch says
any
the
posture.
Chat room.
Yeah.
This.
Our chat room is awesome.
Is Surface Neo.
Surface oh, Neo right. or Neo?
Neo. Surface Neo. Is this a new phone?
Oh, surely not. It wouldn't do a phone. But it probably has LTE.
Intel inside of this?
Not the custom Microsoft chip. Huh.
Oh. What is this? Is
camera? Or
iPad Pro? Another iPad Pro competitor, perhaps?
This is the multi-screen device.
Yep.
It was... Oh, it folds. Okay.
Wow. Dual screen, baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, that sounded upset.
I'm still not there yet with those.
Look at this. This is gorgeous. Okay, that's weird. Okay, good. Never mind.
Yeah, see?
I thought they were trying to run it between
I just don't see the need for these.
Oh, Ant, come on, man.
Huawei's got the beautiful one. Samsung has theirs.
Look at that. What is it? The thin pin? I already forgot what
it is. Let's not talk about hinge performance.
Well, but there's no screen in the hinge, so it's better because you don't have that screen folding back and forth.
Right.
We've got two separate screens, so I think that helps. Now,
Okay, now we get
that bad boy on top.
Okay, so now
you got a trackpad at top that serves also as a touch bar.
Okay, so you got me now.
Yeah?
That's better. That's something different.
So this is... Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah.
Did I just see what I think I saw?
See, now we're talking. This is what Samsung is, and the others should have done.
Done instead
Give me a reason and give me some real workflow.
Oh, Spotify on one side.
Not just two screens.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Go ahead, Neo.
It still might be Neil. Just saying.
No. It's the one Neo.
Microsoft Surface Neo. Two screens. Great hinge. Coming holiday 2020.
Next year. So we got a long wait.
Dear Santa.
Hopefully this long wait means a lot of testing.
Yes.
You know?
And if you need help with testing, you hit us up there, Microsoft.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well done.
Like,
well
should
done.
I even talk?
No, you can just show us.
I'm tired of me by now. Look, it's
he loves
it's
it.
It's hard to tell people your kids are beautiful, but
still
this product
a hard
is beautiful.
No on this.
Hard yes.
There's truly nothing else like this out there. Nothing.
No.
But by holiday 2020, there might be things like that.
One more, one more iteration.
Each
somebody's already been working on it. Possibly.
Individually selected and brought to you.
It's like a little, what is it, Moleskine.
The device was created to be light and thin, so you can hold
Moleskine.
It. Each side of this product is 5.6 millimeters thin.
Wow.
5.6.
I do have to ask, though. You and I have giant hands.
Yes.
It's the thinnest LCD
how
that's ever been created.
Us?
It's oh, it's, like,
it's incredible, you know, how small it is. I got to be careful. I'm not, you know, this is the whole thing.
Us?
You give away all this information a year before your
you
product
handle,
launches. You start
you have an iPad Pro, right? And you work well with that, I presume.
655 grams.
Like,
so when you carry it, it feels incredibly light. It's surrounded by Gorilla Glass. It's unbelievable.
Gorilla
robust.
Glass on all
easy
sides.
Easy to carry with you anywhere you go, and we designed a product that you would be proud
of.
See,
it's weird to talk about the components because a year from now, Gorilla Glass. What if Corning
different
changes the name?
Right.
And what if it gets better? And
quality, reliability, synonymous with Surface, part of this device. The 360-degree hinge that you see here and what this product can do.
Wow.
And as you feel it, it feels incredible. It's a combination of micro gears adding a torque system that creates this
a
perfect
torque
feel
system?
When opening
what?
And closing. There's over
how
60
many times we've heard that
micro
word this week?
Too many.
Run between these two
and
hinges
mostly it's my fault.
To create perfect synergy, bringing these two 9-inch screens together. Those coax cables are
thinner
than a human hair.
Screens.
And they run through to create that perfection between two screens. It's amazing. When you put two screens side by side to see how the brain lights up, I've not seen anything like it.
Okay, no, you didn't put anybody in an MRI and look how their brain lit up when they saw
postures,
these two screens.
I don't think I have a use for the interface
in
being
any position
in the book
you want to put this
like
product
that.
In.
I did like
it depends
the idea
on the back magnetically charging.
Upper screen
so when
and
you
a lower
just want to put it to the screen and create the way we just showed you on Pro
format,
it's easy to do. And it gets you right there for me. It's a dream when I use this device.
So what if you were
now, for
researching
each of the
something
that we make, we
on one side and you had your dock
on
the other
thing.
Side,
what is
so you're taking
one
notes
thing
get
about
over here.
This product?
Better be some really
so
good voice dictation.
To make a great product.
Okay, okay I see what you mean, like holding it as a book, not like with it, because they showed it sitting down.
And everything else comes around. And that one thing generally is the thing that invokes emotion. It's the thing that gets you into your flow. It's the thing that matters most.
They're
the
talking
device.
A lot about creative
flow.
Now,
the keyboard also magnetically seals to the back of the product and integrates perfectly. And
I
when
love how the keyboard
it,
can slide
the transition
back,
that happens
and then the
trackpad's
at the bottom.
Between Windows, software, the hardware of this device coming to life, it almost feels like you're using the force when the keyboard comes. You go, whoa, that's exactly what I expected to happen. It's incredible.
It is.
And then when you're done, you just close it. And
yeah,
you take it with you.
The keyboard is...
It's very powerful what this device can do as it adapts to what you want to do. When you see people using two apps at the same time, And we measure brains, believe it or not. I know that's kind of weird, but we do.
So they do. He wasn't.
We can see how easy a task is to complete. When we see people expanding a single app across two screens, what can happen when that app is enlightened? It is powerful. This is that combination.
Your mail list on one side and then reading them on the other?
At Microsoft.
I don't even do that now on a laptop.
Through a device.
Because they have that reading pane in Outlook.
It provides the ultimate mobile productivity.
I turn the reading pane off. I'd rather just open up the message if I need
this thing is designed through and through with a brand new
weird. Your brain doesn't light up like that.
You can pick your words.
I'm measuring it right now. It's
Windows 10 built for dual screens.
They're running on efficient LEDs. My brain is incandescent.
And actually the best way to feel it, I'm going to introduce you to a person who I work with daily. And we push this device to its limits. We push it with the hardware and software coming together.
It's so pretty.
Carmen is one of our partner program managers from the Windows team. She leads the software experience on this product. Carmen?
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
That one looks larger.
Thank you, Panos. I'm excited to be here today to talk about what's powering Surface Neo. It's a new expression of Windows 10 that we've been designing and building for the last couple of years.
A new version of Windows 10.
Hundreds of engineers and designers at Microsoft.
That makes sense.
Our goal is to fuel a new era of mobile productivity and creativity.
Now, is it just
going to
be for Neo?
Today, I am proud to introduce Windows 10X. It was designed.
Oh my God! A number 10 and the Roman numeral right next to each other.
Keeping you in your flow. No matter how you work, create, and learn. Windows has always been about productivity, and now we take that to another level on dual screens. First, we're very familiar here. We've got search, I've got my apps, my websites, and all my stuff. I can get going quickly anywhere.
Okay.
When I launch an app, it launches on the side of the device in which I invoked it. And inviting me to launch another application on the right side of the device so I can cross-reference information or even multitask. But there are moments in my flow where I want to be focused exclusively on one experience. In most cases, it's very simple to take this using an interaction we call spanning, and I can span the application across the two screens.
I get it. I just don't think it's for me.
That makes sense.
That flow.
Neo reflows the app across the two screens and optimizes the layout, giving me the focus I need. Also to note, Windows 10X running on Neo supports the breadth of Windows applications, including Office, so that I always have the apps that I rely on.
There's a little bit of clapping.
So as I'm going through my mail, I come across a link. Watch what happens.
See, I would like that. I don't want to get popped up out of...
You will notice that it launches on the second screen, keeping me in my flow. I can now view that website or continue to go through my mail. Postures, or the different postures and the different positions that we're in during the day, really do matter.
See that camera
as you
at the
transition
top left?
Throughout your day with me.
So, Micah, let's look at that form factor right there.
Your experiences follow you in intuitive
ways. How are you holding that device in this scenario? Are you holding it like a book?
I wouldn't hold it how she's holding it. I would hold it like this.
Okay, so then you see it pop over to the other screen.
There are many
and you say
times
you need
in my day where I need to
back.
Send a longer reply
or, just one
or edit a Word document.
But I have big hands. I don't
that,
know someone with smaller hands
keyboard.
That might be hard to do.
Right.
Panos talked to you about the elegance
talked about the,
of the hardware
Surface
keyboard.
Mics,
it magnetically
if got
attaches.
The Surface mics and
yeah,
it's wirelessly
need some
charging.
Good voice,
and it's always there
dictation.
When I need it.
You need those buds.
But watch this. The magic is really when we marry that with the software.
Yes, let's get married. Yes!
That's
keyboard
like
marriage.
It.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's more like it. That's productive to me.
Mm-hmm. You
give
like
me a
keyboard?
Split screen up
I'm
there.
Good, yeah.
Look at what Neo does. Did you see that? It recognized the keyboard, and it revealed the Wonder Bar.
The Wonder Bar
is a powerful tool that helps you be even more creative and more productive.
Wasn't that
it gives
patented?
You rich expressive input. It even gives
Wunderbar.
Me a full trackpad for mouse and cursor input. And it gives me the ability to ink
I can't.
On there.
The Wonder Bar, come on. Now people are going to make that. You remember those Wonder Ball commercials? Yes. Wonder who I do? What's in a Wonder
Neo
Ball?
Neo delivers the widest range bar. Of flexible postures.
All right, so now she's trying different.
Helps you to be productive wherever you are. Go ahead and pick up the pen and take notes in the book posture. Add the keyboard for full laptop capabilities, including a mouse. Need even more screen? Pull off the Bluetooth keyboard, set it in front of you, and use the power of those two screens. Neo is ready for you. Now, let's be honest.
So you can actually fully detach the keyboard?
Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, looks like it's just magnet.
Netflix shows. So I'm going to get one playing here for us.
Now what's captions?
When we're in the middle of watching these shows, sometimes inspiration strikes, or we're reminded that we have something we need
to get
done.
Take some notes on that.
You can do that here. What I'm going to do with the ease of interactions in Windows 10X and the presence of the second screen on Surface Neo, I can move my content to the second screen.
Oh, so then you can keep working. You get to see your little show in the background. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. See, I dig the mini laptop version versus the book
and get my
version
work done.
Of this, you know?
For sure. Yeah, I do think that's more...
Neo keeps you in your flow, no matter how
what's
you
the
work,
word?
Create, productive. Productive, and learn.
Yeah.
I hope you've all enjoyed this first look.
And they didn't show it with
and
it
the new
folded out.
All
with the screen
powered
on one
by
side,
Windows
screen
on
both sides. Yeah.
So that must still be coming between
you,
now and next holiday.
Holiday 2020.
Because you got to figure out a way to disable the other side while you're holding it in case something gets activated on the back side of it, stuff like that.
Thank you, Carmen. It is amazing to see the company come together to create new experiences. Now, you saw the hardware evolve. You saw the software evolve. Let's take a minute and talk about how the silicon has to evolve to make a product like this to come together. In this product is a brand new processor created by Intel called the Intel Lakefield processor.
The geek part.
It's a hybrid CPU. It's the first of its kind with an 11th gen graphics engine designed specifically for this product for dual screens. And they've reduced the silicon footprint so much that we only have to use half the size of a regular PCB. So how do you get a product that thin, 5.3 millimeters on each side, 5.4?
This is
it's
Intel
the work that the teams do together between the hardware, the silicon, and all the way through Windows that comes
now,
together
to make
something
like
this come
together.
LTE, it all supports not only the thinness of the device, but the weight of it and the power of it. It's incredible work
it
that the teams
to,
all do
at this
together
point,
to bring
like everything
like
else is going
life.
That route.
Yeah.
Now, Neo's not only the next new Surface,
that.
It's the next category.
I'm going to be carrying it around.
Now with two gorgeous screens, bringing together the best of Microsoft from Windows, Office, to Teams, through Azure. And it all comes together on this single beautiful device. It's the device that puts you at the center. It adapts to who you are. I really can't wait. I can't wait for you to experience it. I showed you kind of early, but I can't wait. But we do need to get it into developers' hands as soon as possible. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that magical experiences are to come off this product, so when you can get it next holiday, it will be perfect.
How soon will we get it?
Developer preview day.
What do you think of what you saw today?
I think that's pretty big.
Yeah. Actually, it's rather small.
Right.
I like that.
But again,
I liked it too.
No mention of AR, VR.
Yeah, that is interesting.
The way I think about what you saw today was a symphony of devices coming together.
Oh, God, here we go.
Connecting us, connecting each other, even connecting the devices. Really felt like it was that. I want to say thank you. So thank you.
I think while he says thank yous, I'd like to say a thank you to our sponsors at LastPass who helped us with this event. You heard a little bit about LastPass earlier, but I do want to give you a little bit more information. LastPass makes it super simple to remember your passwords because you don't have to. LastPass does it for you. You remember one password, you type that in, you've suddenly got access to everything that you need. They've got a security challenge feature, too, to keep you extra specially safe that shows you where you need to make changes to improve your security. The security challenge scans all your passwords, looks at their length, uniqueness, and strength, and says, hey, here's your overall score. You might need to work on these passwords getting a little bit better. I think that's great because first you want to get those passwords into LastPass when, you know, remembering the one password that you use for that. And then you kind of say, oh, right, I do need to improve upon those things. Now, we use LastPass Enterprise here at Twit, which means that across the teams, we've all got access to those passwords to get to use them, to share them, to make sure that we can get logged onto the Wi-Fi and things like that. If you want to check out LastPass, which you totally do, from authentication to access to passwords and everything in between, LastPass manages every entry point to your business so you can mitigate risk while improving employee productivity. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. Once again, thank you so much to LastPass. That is LastPass.com/twit, bringing you this special where we covered the Microsoft event, including the new Microsoft Surface Neo.
Neo.
The one. And you only need one password for LastPass.
It's such a petite device, and you just gave it this huge voice. Neo.
Neo. So it only comes in white right now.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. You're probably just going to put a cover on it anyway,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, they're going to make like weird covers with a little bendy part in between. Now that looks smaller. I think they're going to have multiple sizes. That's not as big as it was.
Okay, so it wasn't an illusion with her walking out there being a lot smaller. Yeah.
See, that's...
Yeah, that doesn't look like an 8-inch
Wait,
screen.
Duo? Wait, oh. What? Hold on. What did
Wait
we
a
miss?
Minute. Wait a minute.
What did we miss? Wait, what? What just happened?
Oh, one more thing, Micah. Like, one more thing.
They one more thing to us.
Nice. Well done, Microsoft. Well played.
Hold the friggin' phone. Is what he's doing.
He is.
I don't
it's
know.
It's a phone. That's a phone.
I am...
He tricked us.
Pretty excited to show this
He said
to you.
Thank you and goodbye, and then he came back.
Yeah, this is me excited. This is Surface Duo.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm super clear. You're going to talk about this. You're going to talk about it as a phone, and I get that. And you're going to talk about it as a communication device, and it does both those things incredibly well, for sure. For sure. You can text. You can write. You can do what you want.
However,
make no mistake, this product is a Surface.
Okay.
It might be Get small, but out. It's mighty.
Get how the message
beautiful.
Out.
How beautiful is this product?
Webby not One says, is there
the
a trio?
Not just because of the hardware. No.
Well played,
but because
Webby
I'm probably you can be on it. The premium fit finish, the thinness, pretty incredible.
Look how thin that thing is.
All the adaptable postures you saw in Surface Neo enabled right here by that same 365-degree hinge. The two side-by-side 5.6-inch displays come together in an incredibly
Oh, let me just slip it in my back pocket.
Way,
NDD.
Every single one of the postures you see there.
I like they call these postures. That's interesting.
And... this product brings together the absolute best of Microsoft. And we're partnering with Google.
Excuse?
To bring together the absolute best of Android into one.
Oh.
What? Now I know why he was talking about it being a phone.
Design ethos and innovation that Surface brings with every single app in the Android ecosystem.
Okay.
This is industry pushing technology.
What?
And it's technology
pushing industry,
pushing possibilities.
Oh, wow.
Gotta hit a price points. Gotta hit a price points.
People need to use their phones to be more productive.
Yeah.
But phones have their limits.
As do people.
Think about starting a mail, an important mail, and then finishing it on your PC.
Cloud Sync, okay.
Ever
That's
done
what
that?
You do.
You ever done that?
What about when you're on a video call?
I like him. He's funny.
And you're asked a question. Maybe what time's the game? What time are you going to be home for dinner? What does your schedule say? When's the next meeting? What's the score in your fantasy matchup?
Right.
What do you do?
I'm often wondering what's the score on my fantasy matchup.
You get out
got
of the video
all Clemson
call.
Players.
All Clemson players.
You lose the Zero thing we talked man. About that might be the most powerful thing on the planet, which is human connection.
you blur your screen and you go get the information. You're also context switching. Your working memory is flushing.
Yeah, here's the problem, though. Humans, we've proved time and time again.
Or sometimes you pull data from one app.
We're not good at multitasking.
We don't multitask.
We're not able to multitask.
No. You have to switch between those apps. Maybe a frequent flyer number or an address.
And we just keep trying to make it
happen. Or maybe just trying to get an address into your maps. But what if you could just push a button and two screens?
Says I'll only use that while I'm driving. That's funny, but don't do that.
Please don't.
We absolutely know scientifically that you will be more productive on two screens.
Okay. You better be careful, pal.
Much more than one screen ever could do. But it has to be elegant. It has to fit in your
bag. I lean more for Neo side for productivity.
It has to fit in your bag. And it's not just more real estate you need. It's not. It's defined real estate. Its structure and the way the mind takes it, that seam down the middle lights the product up in ways that are almost impossible to explain because you have to feel it.
Yeah.
And that space drives you into flow. And the opportunity that I'm most excited about.
So he's just said that announcing this product space early between the two
fundamentally
screens is what drives
bringing developers along with flow. Us. Creating APIs
he makes some
that
interesting
create magical
statements.
Experiences like across dual screens.
This perfect
Captain Platitudes.
Yeah.
The idea that you can do two tasks and context switch with ease without losing
this
focus.
This area with nothing on it, that's what brings you into creative flow.
This is a powerful product. This will come holiday 2020.
Okay.
We are excited to see what you will do with dual screen devices, both across Windows and across Android.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
And we're even more excited of how developers will create enlightened apps and experiences across both Duo and Neo on any platform. We showed you today where Surface and Microsoft are.
Do not go away from him. He might do a third. Right. You never know. I don't trust
you
anymore.
We're also showing you.
There's going to be some glasses next.
Where we're going.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But if there is one person who can bring all of this together beautifully.
Cortana?
It would be Satya Nadella.
Thank God. We created a live representation of Cortana. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Panos, Robin, Carmen, Jinjin, and Scott. It's just been incredible. Today you saw us reimagine pretty much every part of the tech stack. How we infuse AI into silicon.
Nice.
How people interact with their devices instinctually using all their senses. Even the role of operating systems. And a new app model that lights up these new form factors, dual screens, an app model that in fact spans experiences across devices. We have a Surface device for everyone to create more wherever they are.
So that Neo, you're thinking
it's about me back
eight-inch screen,
to that sense of wonder
eight-inch, nine,
and
I can't
empowerment
remember what they said.
That I felt as a 15-year-old. That's the opportunity we want to create. For each of us
chat
to
room,
feel more confident,
what the screen size for the
more
Neo
capable,
was.
And be more in control. A symphony of progress, a symphony of devices, and experiences to create a world we want to live in. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you, Satya. Now, they're
nine
showing a video,
screen.
But who knows?
Is that common?
It looks like common.
Listen.
Yeah. I always found it fascinating that he did AI commercials.
And each of us is a musician playing in a symphony of progress.
Thank you, chat room. 9 inch.
9 inches diagonal.
Can you hear it? That's the sound.
This is a good song,
devices,
by the way.
Helping us turn
I'm, that's
data
not a joke.
Melodies,
this is a real song.
Ideas into realities, limits into opportunities. Empowering us to change what's doable, push beyond what's probable, to redefine what's possible. But for all technology can do, in the end, it's just an instrument waiting to be played until you, the artist, brings it to life. So grab technology, play something meaningful, something true,
Create something
that touches and inspires. Write the score of illumination, the song of inspiration, the music of celebration, and play it loud. Because your solo is part of a bigger story, the music of technology. And when we play it together, we do more than change the world.
The Surface.
We create it. Let's play.
This song is called Sober Up by AJR. And you should listen to it. It's very good.
I got to tell you, Surface laptop, I'm definitely interested in that 15. Mm-hmm. Surface Pro is a second tier interest for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the idea with having a nice performing stylus.
Yeah, those stylus
improvements. I don't necessarily need the Surface Pro X, you know, but that laptop got me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it was really pretty. The sandstone was very nice. The improvements to performance, battery life, and things like that. But I don't know. The products that they're not announcing this year, I think, is what people are going to be talking a lot about. Yeah. Or the products that are not coming out this year are, the, right. I think, what people are going to be talking a lot about. But I did like the little pop open pencil or pins hiding in there, your stylus hiding in there. Now, they say thanks for watching, but who knows? They might turn the stream back on.
Give them 20 seconds.
Yeah. And now we're bringing Cortana in your shoes. I don't trust it.
I give Microsoft credit for
one more thing.
For having the dual screen and putting it out there and not rushing it.
Don't rush to market, because we saw this fail
so many times.
In fact, even still, the product that's out there, the Fold, is breaking for people. I think it was Joanna Stern of Wall Street Journal. She just did a review of the Fold.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's great if you're in a bubble. And so she literally is inside a bubble doing this review.
Oh, wow.
which is pretty incredible. I'm sorry, chat and live listeners, I can't show it to you from my screen. Except I have HDMI hooked up. But she goes inside of a bubble to review the Samsung Galaxy Fold. So we're not there yet.
No.
So I do like this idea of, well, and two, an important thing to note, this screen goes all the way across. It's a bendy screen.
There's no hidden space like the Neo.
And remember, that space is what drives creative flow. It is your instrument, like the piano, to play your true creation. buzzword.
Are we inspired to go out and buy a baby grand now?
I am, on Leo's dime. I think I will be getting a baby grand piano.
I want to be like Sophie.
Yeah, me too, darn it. I want to be able to get up and sketch a drawing right quick.
Oh yeah, Adobe Fresco. I gotta show that to you.
Yeah,
this is such a great app, and now they have this integration with Windows 10 on the Surface Pro, and that's gonna be nice.
I joked about the name. Adobe Fresco. I want to try it on my iPad Pro with my Apple Pencil and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting Microsoft working together with Android here to bring a device.
Well, what were they going to do? Go back to Windows Phone?
Oh, heavens no. No. I just think that it's good that they're saying, like, you know, we can make mobile hardware,
right?
But let's go ahead and use the platform that sort of everyone is using if they are not doing their own software.
Right. You know, again, it still comes down to price point, too. You know, we're already paying what I think way too much for phones today. So now you get giving me a folding phone. Are we looking at another $2,000 device? You know, or does cost go down?
Yeah,
in 2020?
That's right. Because the Fold is Samsung Galaxy.
It's like $2,200, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So is the price going to go down next year? Because
by this time next year,
you know, who knows? We'll see.
But I want it, so I guess I better learn how to develop for Windows 10X. X10, Windows X10.
Windows 10.
Windows 10
X,
10.
Windows 10
X. X.
Not
yes.
XX.
Correct. Windows Dos Equis. Thank you.
Well played, sir. Well played.
That does it. We've done it.
We've done it. We survived.
We've covered the event.
Bright and early here.
Oh, yeah.
On the West Coast in Petaluma.
Do I look awake?
I don't know if that's awake. Awake's not the word I was thinking.
Thank you for tuning in, chat. We appreciate you watching the live stream with us and being up. Actually, I don't know what time it is for you. Might be a normal time.
Yeah.
I complain. Seven is not that early.
No, we're good. We're good.
But thank you for tuning in. And thank you again to LastPass for their support of the Twit Network and for covering these Twit specials for us. We appreciate your assistance there. And also with the passwords that we manage across all of our different services and apps and things like that here at Twit. We love you. And you would too. Check out LastPass. 11:37. All right. Yeah, that's a little bit later.
A lot later.
That'll do it.
They're having lunch.
Now we're just hanging out, and I don't know if you're there. We're
going to go caffeinate. That's what we're going to go do.
Caffeinate.
Thank you, everybody.
So I can be awake.